I want to thank you for 54 years of celebrating the faithfulness of God. Lord, starting with nothing, no people, no money, no backing, only Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee and I will help thee and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And Father, how I thank you that that entire chapter of Isaiah 41 is my strength to this very day, faith in the God of Isaiah 41. You said, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Amen. And Father, I just release my faith that this message that you gave me yesterday morning in that awesome time I had with you from early morning until noon, I thank you that this message will be good seed in good soil and it will bear much fruit in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. I trust you have something to take notes because there's just a little different emphasis in what I have to say today. It's much of the same that you should know or you could know. However, you know, I've run into a few people because we've had new people coming in. Someone said, well, what's a word of faith church? Well, a word of faith church is we believe that God said what he meant and he meant what he said and we believe it. You know, we don't just preach about the word, we believe the word. And by the grace of God, we try to apply it in everything we do. There's not one thing on this 17 and a half acres that is not built on some part of thus saith the Lord. Not one thing that is here. From our prayer tower upstairs. Oh, by the way, Brother Dale Gentry will be here next Sunday morning to celebrate, what is it, 21 years now? Is it 21 or 22? 23. Where does time go? Praise God. 23 years. When we started listen to me. You know, Calvary is like a freight train. We start slow, but we end strong. All my ministry, I mean, everybody passes me from the start get-go, and I see them burn out and spin out, and I'm still going, you know. We may start slow, but we finish strong. And that was the theme, really, of Friday. Don't quit before you finish. Don't quit before you finish. We've added to the don't quit. Don't quit before you finish. Amen. Sometimes God changes assignments, and to be sure God is able to do that. But don't quit before you finish what God gave you to do. Praise the Lord. The message that I would like to share with you, and I really have not had time to try to put a tighter content into it. I'm just going to have to let it speak for itself. The title of the message that I'd like to share with you is The Power of Faith Thinking. Now, buckle your seatbelt there for a moment. Years ago, I remember Napoleon Hill writing a book on, you know, on the positives and so on, and I was so weary of negatives in people's lives. I was reading everything I could get my hand on, just trying to get a jump start and get some traction on some kind of faith. And thank God, God brought Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin across our pathway. They took us under their wing, and our life has never been the same since then as they taught to us the simple principles of faith. The power of faith thinking. The power of faith thinking. Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Apply that to you, apply that to me, apply that to all of us. As we think in our heart, so we are. Well, I didn't mean to say that. Watch it. I didn't mean to infer that. Watch it. You know, It makes all the difference where you place the emphasis in life. You can make a you can make a jaded statement, and the statement goes off track. But stay with Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What's in your heart will come out. It just has a way of coming out. And it comes out when you want it to, and it comes out when you don't want it to. Did you ever hear someone say, shut my mouth? I wanted to, but I it wouldn't have been physically possible at that point, you see. As we think in our heart, so are we. I believe with all of my heart in the Word of God. But I want you just to write down some things that God has given me. You will never rise far above your thought life. You will never rise, really I started to say rise above it, but you'll, even if you had a little breakthrough temporarily, it's coming down. You'll never rise far above your thought life. No matter how, you see, every believer has a measure of faith. Somebody says, well, I just don't have any faith. Yes, you do. You're believing something and you're saying something. Every day of your life, every time you open your mouth, you're speaking faith or you're speaking. I mean, I know there's answers to certain questions, but I'm talking about anything we address, we either address it from a God standpoint or we address it from an impossible standpoint, or I'm afraid. How many times do we hear, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that, I'm afraid of something else. Fear, fear, fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So you will never rise far above your thought life. This is exactly, I was crying out to God on some situations where we've tried to help people. We're always in the process of doing that. We're a church that loves people. As we preached last Sunday morning, we have compassion on people from Mark chapter 8. Jesus had compassion on the multitude. And but it just seems like some people can never get traction on their faith for long. They start, they burn rubber, or they can't get the motor started, but whatever happens, but they can't get traction on their faith. I'm talking to you this morning on how to get miracle traction on your faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's not improbable, it is impossible to please God. Amen. God put the beginning of this church in my heart. Someone told me about an abandoned post office building on West Berry Street that had been for lease for 2 or 3 years. The windows were open, the birds were flying in and leaving motley deposits throughout the building. But when I contacted the real estate people and we got the key just to look in the building, when I opened that door, the Holy Spirit showed me how to lay out a church in that building. I'm not a builder. I was not trained to be a builder. I had builders that told me it wouldn't work. I had structural people. I had other kind of people that said, you don't understand, that particular phase of what you're endeavoring to do won't work. But it's still standing. It's still there. It works, and it's a nice looking building. They've taken good care of it. Amen. It did make a nice, one of the nicest little chapels in the Metroplex. God showed us how to lay it out. And I give God all the glory. I walked in all kind of buildings to get ideas, and I'd walk it off, and I'd come back and tell our carpenter, now, you walk 10 steps here or you walk 8 steps there. This is what we want to do on the platform. And we just kept working at it until we did it. Our first outside speaker was Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. When he came, we didn't have a platform at that time. We had 2 pieces of 4 by 8 plywood with haydite block all the way around. It was not anchored at all. And I had to tell Brother Hagin, he's kind of heavy. I said, don't get too far to one side. That plywood will flip up on you. I said, if you just wait a little while, we'll have you a good platform. He said, I didn't ask you that. He said, do you want a meeting or not? I said, well, come on. But just watch where you stand. Watch where you step. Amen. But when I walked in that building, you couldn't have told me, you couldn't have given me $1 million that it wasn't going to work. You could not have signed a bona fide $1 million check that little post office was not going to become a red hot frontline Book of Acts place where the Holy Spirit of God would move and souls would be saved. And it turned out to be that as we bought 2 city blocks over a period of time, and God honored that. But you see, my faith, I not only had faith in that project at that time, my words said no matter what anyone else said, it will work. God said it will work. I believe it will work. You watch it work. It will happen. It will come to pass. When we moved downtown, we got the same thing. Dear Lord, you moved from a 200-seat chapel to a 2,000-seat auditorium. They said it won't work. It won't work. I said, it will work. God brought us downtown. It will work. And it did work. It worked real well. Until Satan said, I'm tired of this. And he said, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. I was talking to the chef that shared with me this insight. I'll tie it all together here in just a moment. But a chef came up and he said, I want to tell you, God led me to write a book on the devil and demons. And I said, oh, my Lord, you know, here we go again, you know. What's it all about? He said, well, the devil and his demons had a meeting, high-level meeting, and they were all frustrated. They said to the devil, to Satan, we can't stop the church. We can't stop the church. We can't stop the church. We feel like we're failures. He said, oh, no, you've got it all wrong. You can't stop the church, but you can divert their attention. You missed that. He doesn't have to stop us. All he has to do is get our... And we lose the vision. We lose sight. Our hearts lose that touch of supernatural faith in God. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep your vision. You've got to lock in to what God said and stay with it. Praise be unto the Lord. Now, you will never rise far above your thought life. Have you written that down? All right. Again, I have another one to write down. The battle is in your mind. The battle is in your mind. And I'll explain to you why. Well, I thought we were faith people. I thought we were heart people. I thought we, from our spirit, we operate out of our spirit. Yes, yes, you're right on all of that. But the battle is in the mind. We got started well. We had a great vision and we had a great beginning, but negative thoughts began to come in. And then a naysayer came by and said, well, that won't work. And then somebody else came by and said, well, I don't understand that. And somebody else came by and said, well, that won't work. I don't understand that. You can't listen to naysayers and do what God called you to do. You can't listen to the, it won't work or there's something wrong around here. I've heard that for 54 years. But one way or another. But the battle is in the mind. Evangelist David Nunn was the first one that I ever heard say that. And we traveled with him with the Voice of Healing out of Dallas with Dr. Gordon Lindsay years ago. He wrote a book on the battle is in the mind. He's gone to be with Jesus now. David Nunn was limited in his intelligence. He was selling pencils on the streets of downtown Dallas. Things weren't going very well. You don't make a ton of money selling pencils on the sidewalk to people coming by. But somebody led him to Jesus. And he became born again. And then he got filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And then he got a hold of the true word of faith. And the call of God came to his life. And the man that used to sell pencils, who was very limited in anything he did, now became a worldwide evangelist, traveling all over the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. I said little is much when God is in it. But the battle is in your mind. Well, I just don't understand. I just get started and here I don't even get my hopes up again. It's kind of like Oral Roberts. He told a man that had a drinking problem. He said, you got to fight the devil. He said, Brother Oral, the shape I'm in, I can't afford to fight anybody. Amen. The battle's in your mind. You know, some people have been so negative so long, they don't even know it. They think that's the way it is, and it is the way it is because that's the way they've been thinking. Their whole behavior, their whole life, their finances, their marriage, their friendships, their flaky friendships. You can't run with flaky people and have a strong faith in God. Amen. So you'll never rise far above your thought life. The battle is in the mind. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest do according to all the law. Now, this is not talking about keeping the law to be saved in our day and time. You understand that? Salvation is by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're not under the law, thank God. There's only one man that ever fulfilled it, and they put him on a cross at age 33. So he said, only be thou strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. But what he's talking about is the Word of God. The Word of God is our manufacturer's manual. My son-in-law can fix, I think, anything if he can just find a manual for it. I've seen him so many times, something I thought, how in the world is he going to handle that? But if he can find a manual, he'll fix it. If he can find a manual, you find it in the Word of God, you can fix it. You find it in the Word of God, you can change it. You find it in the Word of God, you can perfect it. You find it in the Word of God, and you'll come through when no one else is coming through. Well, I've got to read it on through. All right. Only be thou strong and very courageous, if thou mayest observe to do according to all the law or the word which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever mayest prosper. How many would choose prosperity over poverty? Oh, Lord, Charlie, come back. We need another altar call here. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night. Not Channel 11 day and night. Not your telephone day and night. I'm going to tell you the reason so many believers, even spirit-filled believers, are so weak in faith they can't leave their phone alone. You can't live on your phone and build your faith. Well, I'm just studying the Word. Yeah, right. It's all over your face. Amen. Come on. Praise God. You want me to help you or you want me to pat you on the... Huh? You want me to help you? Or you? All right. This book of the Word of God shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate, mind, thoughts, mind, meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, Pastor Nichols will make you prosperous. No. For then thou shalt make thyself. Thou shalt make thyself. Thou shalt make thyself. There's things that your friends can't do for you. Your pastor can't do for you. Your staff can't do for you. There's a thought life that only you can rein in. and start thinking the thoughts of God. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Neighbor, God gave you a measure of faith when you were born again, but greater faith can only come through a daily pursuit of the things of God through the Word of God. Philippians, you say, well, that's Old Testament. Yeah, you guys get off on the Old. Well, let's go to the New Testament. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't you like that one? And again, I say rejoice. You missed it the first time. Rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Well, I just can't witness. You're witnessing every time you open your mouth. I've had people in the church say, well, you know, I just can't win souls. Well, what are you doing with the rest of your words? If you can talk, you can win souls. We can even tell you how you can read it. You can lead people to the Lord and read. And even if you were educated in the Fort Worth public school system like I was, you can still read a script and lead people to Jesus. It's happening all the time. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Boy, let me say this. If we were, you say, well, when's the Lord coming? We're one day closer. One day closer. Be careful for nothing. Don't live in anxiety. But in everything. Say it with me. In everything. In everything. That means everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, finally. What does finally mean? Finally. Thank you, Brother John. You were educated in Fort public school system too, weren't you? We understand finally, don't we? Yeah. And finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, is it true? Whatsoever things are honest, is it honest or dishonest? Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Who would have ever thought you can't even watch a Super Bowl with good conscience with your children watching? And now the F word has come into the television media and a lot of other words along with that. Is it pure? Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, no one's going to tell me what to think, and that's why you're in the shape you're in. That's what's wrong, you preachers. You're always trying to tell us what to think. No, all I ever tell you to think is think what God says. Think what the Word of God has to say. Think on these things. Now, you know, just you could do a 6-week seminar just on those two portions of God's word from Joshua chapter 1 and Philippians chapter 4. You will never rise far above your thought life. The battle is in the mind. Now here's another one. Your thoughts can nullify and cancel your faith. Your thoughts can nullify and cancel your faith. Well, everything was going so good. Yeah, but you opened your mouth the wrong way. Come on now. Your thoughts can nullify and cancel your faith. That's a profound statement right there. You want to know why you can't get traction in your prayer life? Check your mouth. Check our words. Another insight to this, the power of faith thinking. I didn't say the power of positive thinking. I said the power of faith thinking. Your faith is limited to your thoughts. Well, I'm a word person. I just read. Yeah, but your faith is limited to your thoughts. What you think. Your faith is limited to your thoughts. You do so well until you start getting back into that old thinking thing again. Thinking in the wrong direction. You getting anything out of this? You see, when we think and act on God's word, we think and act like God and His Son Jesus. When we think and act on God's word, we think and act like God and His Son Jesus. I want to say that one more time. It just frustrates me when I'm trying to follow somebody and they say it quickly and run off somewhere else. When we think and act on God's word, we think and act like God and His Son Jesus. Amen. They looked at the early church, they looked at the disciples, and they saw that they had been with Jesus because their words were matching what they were thinking and doing. Hallelujah. You see, the Word of God tells us in Philippians 4:2, be of the same mind. Be of the same mind. Let me paraphrase it and say, be of the same thoughts in the Lord. Now, let me tell you what a New Testament church is all about. And I don't know, you'll find out whether you fit here or not. You find your man of God. It's important. Elisha found his man of God. And nothing could shake him from following, listening to, tracking his man of God. Some people are in a church and they want to do their little circle and establish their own little kingdom. That's where we've had problems in years gone by. People building their own little kingdoms and never flowing with the vision of this house. Ain't nothing going to work around here until you have the approval, first of all, of God and some understanding of the leadership of this house. Don't run off and plan something and then expect me to come and pay for it or the church to stand with you and say, yes, amen. It may be the wrong time. It may be the wrong date. It may be something God hasn't said anything about. For 54 years, we've come from $40,000 to several million dollars. I know something. I hear something. I'm acquainted with God. When I'm on, I'm on. And what I know, I know. And what I don't know, I won't put on you. But what I do know, I'll tell you, I've been there, I've done that. I know it works. Follow me and we'll go to victory. Amen. It works if you work the plan. It works if you work the plan. That's just the way it works. And I'm not trying to be anything except just man of God this morning. All right. Be of the same mind or the same thought. Well, you know, I had a Baptist deacon tell me one time. He said, you know, God put me in our little Baptist church to be the devil's advocate. I said, no, just take advocate off and you got yourself located. Because in every board meeting, everybody's for something but me and I'm against it. He was so proud of that. Everything they want to do, everything they want to build, every plan they have, I'm against it. And I tell them so, it won't work. Jesus, have mercy. You know, Jesus had one like that. All right. Be of the same mind. If you can't be of the same mind, you need to go where you can be of the same mind. And some folks have done that, and I recognize that. And that's not a heavy-handed thing. That's not a self-servient thing. It only works. Jesus' ministry only worked as they followed Him. When they went a-fishing, they were off the clock. As they followed Jesus, it worked. It worked. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Does that mean we all drive the same model of car? No. Dear God, no. You know, when I was in post office, I got a fabulous deal on a used Lincoln car way back in the post office. I mean, way back then. And then the same source that gave me the fabulous deal 2 years later said, we want to bless you again. We'll give you another deal. So I sold and almost made money on the one I had, and I bought another one for not much money. It's amazing what you could buy a car for back then, you see. And so I like the name Lincoln. I really do. I like President Lincoln. He set slaves free. He was a good man. I like that name on my car, Lincoln. I like that name. I'm one that sets slaves free. I'm one that sets the captives free. And I want my car to preach that. I came dangerously close to going to another brand, and I just couldn't bring myself to it. I said, I'm staying with Lincoln. It's worked with me for 50 years. I've had my share of them. And we just move on down the road. Be of the same mind. You say, what difference does that make? Well, none if it has no significance to you. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind, not just your heart, your spirit. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wow. I want to think like Jesus. You remember the Blackwoods used to sing this song, I want to be more like Jesus every day. And, you know, the tenor would do his thing, the bass would do his thing. I want to be more like, I want to think like Jesus, want to live like Jesus, want to act like Jesus. That's what it's all about. He's the example. Oh, my, my, my. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, think like Jesus. And then Philippians 2:2, Paul said, chapter 2, verse 2, fulfill ye my joy, make my day, make me happy, that you be like-minded. Paul said, make my day, make me happy, rejoice with me, think like me, because I'm thinking like Jesus. Wow. You see, having the same love and being of one accord and of one mind is like Jesus. I'm telling you, you'll never rise far above your thought life. And every honest heart here that needs to hear that, please hear it, because it's going to change your prayer life. It's going to change everything in your life. You've got a measure of faith. There's no doubt about it. You've got the measure of faith if you're born again. But greater faith, I'm talking about greater faith, is tied into your thought life. When we think and act on God's word, we think and act like God and His Son, Jesus. And then, of course, He said, finally, brethren, think on these things. Now, it's interesting to notice in the ministry of Jesus, I don't have all the scriptural references. Dr. Strong could help you out on that. Jesus said, think not, 5 times in the Gospels. Think not. You say, well, what does He mean, Pastor? He means, think not. Don't think like this. Don't think like this. Stop it. Stop yourself. Don't think. Think not. Stop it. He also said, what think ye? What are you thinking? He also said, how think ye? How did you come to that conclusion? Well, my best friend said. It just blows me over. You know, some people, I see them and they've got the same blank stare on their face they've had for the last 20 years because they run with flaky people. Let me tell you something. I've shifted gears for 54 years in this church. I've had to leave some people that I thought were ministry friends behind. When we would go into a higher realm with God, and especially when we went into the revival of 93, I resigned one organization because of the criticism of revival. I said, I'm not going to come and listen to that. It's working for me and God's in it. And it's kind of funny. Now all of them have grabbed on the title of Holy Ghost and Fire. They got what they were mad at me about. We just don't know about those people on the carpet. We don't just know about people laughing. We don't know about people happy in the house of God. We just don't know about those long services. We like those one-hour dry cleaning services, you know. Well, that's not this house. It takes us at least an hour and a half. Sometimes it takes us 2 hours. Think not, what think ye, how think ye. You know, it's time to take your thinking to the cleaners. It's time to take your thinking to the Maytag. Time to take our stinking thinking and say, God, excuse me, I've been thinking in the wrong direction. You say, who are you mad at? Nobody but the devil. Nobody but the devil. I'm on a trail this morning, though, and this message came from the heart of God. I was headed in another direction, and I mean, sure good God didn't give it to me the rest of the day. It would have been stronger than it is now. But anyway, 1 Corinthians 13:5. You see, let me give you some for instances. We'll try to bring things, praise God. Getting anything out of the Word of God? 1 Corinthians 13:5, the love walk, the agape love walk is tied into your thinking. Because the Word of God said in 1 Corinthians 13:5, thinketh no evil. The agape love walk thinketh no evil. You don't think and pursue evil. Thinketh no evil. The love walk. And love in 1 Corinthians 13 is agape love, the God kind of love. The only real kind of love there is, the God kind of love. So the love walk is tied into thinking no evil. You can't get away from your thought life. Your thought life is the thorn in your flesh. Your thought life is the nail in your tire that'll take you off the freeway. James 1:7, your thinking affects answers to prayer. Let not that man or that woman think that they shall receive anything from God. You've got to believe. It's not just prayer, it's not just how long you pray, how short you pray. But it's prayer. Your thinking affects your answers to prayer. Your thinking nullifies too many of your prayers. You did real good until you got back into your thought life. Your faith was really making progress there. I mean, things were going good. But then your stinking thinking got in the way. I say, yours, mine, I'm in the same boat you're in. We're learning, we're growing. So first of all, the love walk is tied into our thinking. Answered prayer is tied into our thinking along with our faith. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Your thinking with your faith empowers you to be an overcomer. Your thinking with your faith empowers you to be an overcomer. Whew. Glory to God. You get anything out of God's word? Hallelujah. You know, well, Brother Nichols, you're talking about works. No, I'm not talking about works. I'm just talking about yielding. Yielding. You know, the Bible said, he that cometh to God must suspicion that he is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, I'm in grace. I don't have to do anything. No, you don't. You ain't going to get nothing either. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to think anything. I don't have to give any. Ooh, praise God, I'm set free from that, from the law. I don't have to tithe anymore, you know. Boy, you headed for a crash. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews 11:6. That he is. I believe God is. And that God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. God rewards those who do what he asked them to do. Son, you get your allowance if you take care of your duties. You don't do your duties, you don't get your allowance. That's what worked in our house when I was growing up as a kid. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. My God is a rewarder. My God is a rewarder. Your God is a rewarder. God's not a cheater. God's not a thief. God's not El Cheapo. God's a rewarder. Got that Kenneth Copeland anointing on me. I think I'm good for 3 hours. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. You know, I'd never done that before, but I checked out that word diligently. And what it means to inquire and search out. It means to search out. It means to study, to investigate, to crave, to demand in an atmosphere of worship unto God. It means to require in holy boldness. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It pays to pay attention to God. It pays to pay attention to prayer. It pays to pay attention to the Word of God. It pays to sit in a chair and turn your phone off and turn everything off and say, God, it's just you and me. The other morning I was in prayer and it just hit me. I said, God, I've got people on both ends of the house, but right here where I am, there's no one here but you and me, God. Nobody here but you and me. Talk to me, God. It pays to pursue God. It pays to pursue God. It pays. It pays to seek after carefully. It pays to be consistent in your seeking of God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Praise God. Whew. Boy, that same anointing when I was getting all this is coming back. Glory to God. You see, listen to me. Write this down. Grace is a given, but a greater faith must be daily pursued. Grace is a given. And all this teaching on grace is just playing catch up on what a lot of people haven't been thinking about. If you're born again, grace is a given. And we're in the process of finding out everything God wants us to know about that. Grace is a given. But a greater faith, you have faith. I didn't say you didn't have faith. But a greater faith must be daily pursued. You have a car in the garage, but if you leave it there long enough, the tires will go down. If you leave it there long enough, the battery will run out of date. If you leave it there long enough, you'll run out to go somewhere and you'll put the key in the ignition and say, You'll have to call AAA or your brother-in-law or some friend to come help you out. You got to keep it current. Got to keep it current. Got to keep it current. Praise be unto God. Got to keep it current. Grace is a given, but a greater faith must be daily pursued. I'm telling you, I'm in a glory cloud up here this morning. Let me give you one more. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, we're still talking about, you'll never rise far above your thought life. That your faith is limited to your thought life. Your faith is limited to your thought life. All right? Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. You cannot, if you're on scriptural ground, you cannot out ask God. If you're on scriptural ground, ask largely of God. I mean, if you're a tither, you're a giver, you're a believer, you're a word person, and you know the power of faith, you cannot out ask God. He'll beat you every time. You cannot out ask God. Oh, God, help me to keep this condensed. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or what? Think, your mind. Keep running into our thoughts. See? Our thoughts, our thinking. Oh, all right, let me read the whole thing to get to that one word I'm coming after. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You can't even outthink God. I'm a big thinker. Well, join the club, but God's still the biggest thinker. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. My God. All right, Lord. All right, now help me to read it through, Lord. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him, this thing is so pregnant with revelation, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, according to the Acts 1:8 power. Acts 1:8 is not the only place you find dunamis. Do a Bible study on it. It's awesome. Dunamis power is the ability of God, the supernatural anointing of God, the divine enabling of God Almighty. Please, Holy Spirit, let it sink in. I heard a story years ago. A man by the name of Henry Krause. They called him God's plowman. Henry Krause and his wife were just about as broke as you can be. They had a few dollars, but that's about it. Unemployed, just living in a very one or two rooms, whatever it was. He went to the store to get some milk and something, just a little sidewalk store. And he passed a church. No one could afford air conditioning back then, so all the windows were up and they were having a mission rally, if I'm not mistaken. And so he hears the church service going on. He's despondent. He doesn't have a job. He's a man without work and he feels frustrated. He thought, well, maybe I'll just go in here and maybe I'll find some peace. He went into that church and gave the last $5 that he had. It was either 5 or 10. I don't remember exactly. And went home, and his wife said, "Well, where's the milk?" And what? Well, he said, "I gave it in the offering." "Oh my," she said, "what are we going to do now?" But that night, the Holy Spirit of God, the dunamis of God, he was a born-again, spirit-filled believer. The dunamis of God, the dynamite of God, the power of God awakened him. And all he could find was a brown paper sack. He tore a little leaf off of it. He had a little pencil. He sharpened his pencil. God gave him the patent to a plow that International Harvester, back when money was real money, spent millions of dollars to break that patent, but they couldn't break the patent because the patent that God gave him made him a multi-millionaire. Henry Krause, God's plowman, and he helped support Oral Roberts' ministry for many years until he went on to be with the Lord. Power. You've got the power. Can't wait to get to Australia. We're going to talk about Holy Ghost and fire and Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel it in my bones, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what I want to leave you with. The gospel's not a downer. And you know, there's people that hear a message like this, they're broke. They're in despair. Their life's in a mess. And they'll just get up and shuffle out, just like nothing ever happened. Never think about it again. When God offered the makers of diamonds in a service just like this. If you're in this service this morning, you got problems, but God has answers. You've got problems, but God has answers. You may have lack, but God has plenty. You may not know what to do, but God does know what to do. "Dad, we're going for a sacrifice. We have the fire, we have the wood. But Dad, where is the sacrifice?" Abraham said, "Son, God will provide. God will provide." I'm in that place right now. I'm in that place right now. This church is in that place right now. We're on the verge of some of the greatest things God's ever done in this house. If we can just get some more garbage out of the way, we'll be on to go. Amen. I need a solid faith. I need a solid faith forth behind me that we won't shut up, let up until we go up. We're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, dunamis, the supernatural ability of God that worketh in me now. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Did you get it? "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, dunamis, that worketh in us." The power that's working in you right now. Let it out. Let it go. Push your power button. It's time to say, "I believe God." "Well, I've believed and I believe so long." And okay, go home that way. You want to go home a different way? Just say, "I agree with Pastor Nichols. I agree with..." Not just me, I agree with the word that has been preached in this house today. we are more than conquerors. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. The power of faith thinking. The power of faith thing. Well, I've got faith. Something's missing. I'm telling you why you haven't had traction. You got to hook your thoughts up with your faith. And of course, you can have all this mind over. You know what's amazing? Now think about this for a moment. When I get to heaven, one of the questions I have, I have a big question. How in the world did the Tower of Babel get started? Evil people got in agreement. The mafia has more agreement than the average local church. I want to make that statement one more time. The mafia has more agreement. It's an evil agreement, but it's an agreement than the average local church. If we just had half the unity that the mafia has, we'd go ahead and finish this harvest. We'd call in the harvest. The power of faith thinking. Did you guys get anything out of that this morning? One preacher told me that was here for the day of the ministry. He said, I've lost count of how many messages I got out of your message. He said, it's going to take me several months. I said, boy, dear God, I said, what did I preach? He said, I'll be telling you about it. Praise God. God anoints me to throw out seeds. God anoints me to throw out seed thoughts that work. Hallelujah. Kurababaya sakare kasaya. I want it to be nice. I want it to be smooth. I want to get it all in order, but I just had to put it out there. Hope I didn't overwhelm you with a smorgasbord this morning. But everything I've preached, it works because it's the Word of God. I want those that are expecting miracle breakthrough, I want you to just come stand with them. Just quick your little feet and get down here. We're going to lift our voice in prayer. We're expecting miracle breakthrough. We're expecting. But it takes more than emotion. It takes more than religion. Miracle breakthrough. Hallelujah. You can't wait to get back home, can you? Look at you. Go ahead and preach it, but I'm going to come right behind you preaching it too. Just go ahead and preach it, brother. Woo! Hallelujah. Down under is going to change to up over. Hallelujah. We're not looking up. We're looking down, seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Hey, 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 hey. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn your faith loose. Turn your faith loose. Oh, la barra, la barra, ma cataria, la bala bala ma shakataya, la bala 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 ma. Yoria, la barra, la bala 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 ma. Yoria, la barra, la barra, la bala 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 ma. Fill.
Phil. Oh, Phil. Phil. Oh. Yeah, the yanda la borre, ba 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 la ba la ba la ba la ba ya. Yanda la borre, yanda la borre, yanda la ba 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 ya. Oh, la ba la borre, ba 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 la 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 ba la.
Sometimes I believe God. Now I want you to shout out seven times, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah, hallelujah.